USA Radio News with Wendy King.
8 people are dead after severe weather across the South, and the same storm is still causing troubles. Thousands of people are still without electricity in parts of the South, including Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential for another pretty widespread heavy rain to possibly severe weather event across the middle section of the nation as we get into Wednesday into Thursday.
President Trump is in Minnesota today. Before leaving, he took another shot at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, accusing her on Twitter of making anti-Semitic and ungrateful U.S. hate statements. Those comments come a day after she says she faced increased death threats since the president shared a video that reportedly shows her being dismissive of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she sees an abundance of interest for bipartisan legislation on a number of issues. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Pelosi was asked about the president.
I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
You think he knows it himself?
I think he does, you know. But I respect the office he holds, and he's not worth the trouble of saying, you're so horrible, we can't work together. No, we need to work together.
Some critics of the president's proposal to send immigrants caught crossing the border illegally to sanctuary cities are calling the move inhumane. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on ABC's This Week.
Democrats and courts, frankly, keep tying the president's hands and stopping him from being able to do that. We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the box office this weekend.
I choose you. Say my name so my powers will become yours.
Still number one for the second week in a row, the movie Shazam, starring Zachary Levi and Mark Strong, coming in at $25 million. At number two, an old story about a grown-up becoming young again. The movie Little brings in $15 million. Hellboy returns once again at number three, grossing $12 million at the box office. The remake of Stephen King's Pet Sematary is at number four at $10 million. And Disney's remake of Dumbo is at number five with $9 million. A former boxing star has chosen a new career, getting into the pharmaceutical supply of legal marijuana. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Mike Tyson's partnering with the Planet 13 dispensary in Las Vegas to sell his Tyson Ranch cannabis products. He says the drug helps him cope with psychological trauma caused by a 22-year boxing career, and he says he wants to educate people on its benefits. Tyson is also planning to open a 400-acre marijuana resort in California's desert. Officials say the pot industry brought in over $500 million to Nevada alone last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.